It's time for Inside LCC, an inside look at Lansing Community College's academic programs. I'm Cassie Little, and we've got you covered with programs that nourish creativity and exploration, cultivate your purpose, and guide you to your career. Listen as we explore some of the opportunities at LCC and learn from conversations with faculty members, staff, and students. Welcome back to Inside LCC. I'm Cassie, and I'm so excited today to be joined by Heidi Jordan from LCC's Child Development and Early Education Programs. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Cassie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. I love having guests on that can talk about these programs. That's kind of the point of Inside LCC, is to give people an inside look at these programs, just to learn more, or if a prospective student might be exploring the program, want to learn more. So really important, you know, stuff to talk about. So I guess to start out, can you give me, you know, your name? I said it, but name, title, program you work in, that sort of thing.
Sure. My name is Heidi Jordan, and I work in the Child Development and Early Education Program here at LCC.
Awesome. All right. And then right into elevator pitch. If you could tell us a little bit about the program, what you do specifically, but just, you know, what is the program about?
I'd love to. So Child Development and Early Education is a program that prepares students for working in a variety of settings and with a variety of ages of children. So that includes infants, toddlers, preschoolers, and school-age children.
Awesome. Sounds fun. I'm sure it's a lot of work, but also a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And I would add that I am actually a full-time lab instructor for the program.
Okay. We might get a little bit into what the labs are later, but I'll definitely want to hear about that. So what are some of the degrees or certificates offered in that area?
Well, students can earn a certificate of completion, a certificate of achievement, and they can also earn an associate in applied arts degree.
Awesome. And do you have an example of jobs that someone could get in this area? And I guess kind of building off of the degree and certificate thing, do students normally start working after graduating at LCC with one of those credentials, or would they typically want to transfer to continue their education first?
Sure. So some job opportunities for students: once they complete a certificate or the applied arts degree, they are qualified for a variety of positions depending on the type of program they choose to work in. So within an early childhood program, a student could already work in an entry-level position. They could work as an assistant teacher, a lead teacher, or in some programs already a director of that early childhood program.
Yeah.
So our field it's complicated when you say, what can I do with my degree? Because there's so many different avenues that require different qualifications.
Right, different
but
levels.
Students can absolutely start working right away in the field once they get their degree. And many of our students are already working in the field while they're taking classes with us.
That's great. Getting that experience alongside the education, I think, is really beneficial. And it sounds like it's something which a lot of, I think, programs at LCC are like this, but they can build off of each other, right? Like the level of education might determine the level of job or career that you have. And as you earn more education, you probably earn more responsibility at work.
Absolutely. And for students who want to open up their career possibilities even more, transferring to a four-year school can be pretty easy here. We do have some great articulation agreements with four-year universities and can make that a pretty smooth process for students who want to keep going.
Okay, cool. So that was, you know, a little bit about the jobs after graduation, but going back into the actual program, do you have, I like to give people an example of maybe what it's like to be a student. So an example of a specific class that they might take and anything like that.
Absolutely. So as the full-time lab instructor, I am very much connected to and have a close relationship with four of the classes that we offer in our program, and those are our lab courses.
Okay, yes, the labs.
Yes. So in those four lab classes, students are not just doing the regular coursework where they have class with their instructor and homework and other kinds of assignments, but they are also spending time each week in assigned field experience programs where they're getting this real life practice of skills, being able to collect data, grow their education and professionalism skills, and already start networking and meeting people within those programs. There's just no better substitute than real life learning.
Real life learning. That's so valuable. And I like that you said, you know, obviously the study and doing research as a part of that, like being able to do that in real life, getting that experience
nothing can beat it, real life experience. And then networking, that's such an important part of it too, right? Meeting people.
Absolutely.
And maybe checking out where they might want to work in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's
absolutely
really cool.
I think that's also a really big part of our field in general is the community. Lansing area can feel like a really small space when you're an early childhood mm-hmm. educator because of the connections you make, the community and the tribe you feel you belong in. And students here are already starting to establish and grow that tribe when we're getting them in the field and meeting people.
I bet. All right. It's kind of open-ended, but do you have any stories about a student or classroom experience or your own experience working in the field or your background, anything like that, that you want to share?
Oh, gosh, you know, I didn't come prepared
today.
I'm sure
you have a lot of
stories. I have so many. I've worked in the field a really long time. So it's story after story.
Yeah, I bet.
I guess I could share a little bit about my background.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I do have a bachelor's degree from Michigan State University in child development. I have a master's degree in human development from Pacific Soaks College. But I also have 15 years experience working in an early childhood classroom, and also over 20 years experience supporting students and working for LCC in this and other capacities. But I think not just to talk about my own experience, but this reminds me of one of the real strengths of our program, which is the qualifications and the real experience that all of our instructors and lab instructors have. So nothing beats it.
Yeah, that's really important to be able to ask questions about their education pathway, since you have the bachelor's degree, you know, determining if they want to continue on and get that and master's mm-hmm. degree. And then, your experience in the field working, doing the job that they might be doing. And then also your experience with students, which is, you know, important, obviously, when you're teaching them. So, I think that is important to mention. Is there anything else that you want to share before we go about the program or anything like that?
Gosh, I guess the only thing I would add, just to toot our horn a little bit, is that we are a program that is nationally accredited by the National Association for the Education of Young Children. So that really does help us to make sure that we're providing the highest quality education to our students so they can then provide that high quality education and support for children and families in the Lansing area. And that's our goal. So,
I love it. Yeah. Great. And then my last question, like I like to close out for Inside LCC, is what excites you most about your field? That can be a big question. So it can be what excites you today about your field or, you know, something big picture.
Okay. Well, mine's a little of both of that.
Good.
But in the early childhood education field, honestly, it's been a field that it has a history of problems, maybe like all do some. But this can often be a field where educators might be seen as babysitters rather than educators, that this is a career. And I think that our field is really on the cusp of new things. The pandemic really highlighted some of these big issues we have, like pay for many of the positions that one might take in this field, finding quality care if you're a family or a parent looking for care for your child is really difficult right now. Finding quality educators and filling these gaps with quality educators is another issue. And I feel like we're really on the cusp of maybe addressing some of these issues. So the pandemic highlighted these problems for people. And so now we're starting to take note.
There's more of a focus on that.
And even, you know, within our state, the governor's 2025 budget does include universal preschool. So us in the field are apprehensive, but really excited about and hoping to see some change. And I think that's a good thing for students to see and be a part of as well.
I think so. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think we covered everything. Just a little snapshot into the child development and early education program. Heidi, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Cassie.
This has been Inside LCC. I'm Cassie Little. And if there's a specific degree and program you want to hear more about, let us know by contacting us at lccconnect.org. Thanks for taking a listen. Inside LCC.